AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump says people won't stand for it. He's talking about lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller's report, which many expect will soon be completed if it hasn't been already. The president tells Fox Business Network that Mueller's report is making a determination on his presidency, and people, he says, will not stand for it. AP correspondent Eric Tucker is in Washington.
The report will come into the attorney general. The attorney general will then notify House and Senate leaders that he has received this report. But we are not going to know for at least a little bit what the actual information and findings of the special counsel are, because the attorney general will then have to decide what to make public.
Today, a judge in San Francisco will begin deciding whether to block the Trump administration policy of sending immigrants back to Mexico while their asylum claims play out here in the U.S. Matt Small reports.
The lawsuit by civil liberties groups claims the policy violates U.S. law by failing to adequately evaluate the dangers that migrants face in Mexico, while also depriving them of their right to apply for asylum by making it difficult or impossible to prepare their cases. The administration argues the policy is in response to a crisis at the southern border that has overwhelmed immigration officials' ability to detain migrants.
Two American military service members killed in combat in Afghanistan, but we don't have any details yet. Flooding in the Midwest has left parts of Offutt Air Force Base underwater. It's home to U.S. Strategic Command, which oversees missile defense and intelligence, among other things. Service members had to scramble to save sensitive equipment, munitions, and dozens of aircraft. Almost 80 buildings flooded, some up to 7 feet of water inside. This is AP Radio News. Miller Coors is taking Anheuser-Busch to court over corn syrup ads.
Miller Coors is accusing Anheuser-Busch of trying to frighten people into switching to Bud Light with misleading Super Bowl ads. They focused on one ingredient.
This corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
The ad features a search for the owner of the corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
To be clear, we brew Coors Light with corn syrup.
In its lawsuit, Miller Coors says it's not ashamed of its use of corn syrup as a fermentation aid. Bud Light is brewed with rice instead of corn syrup. Anheuser-Busch says the lawsuit is baseless and the company stands behind the Bud Light transparency campaign and have no plans to change advertising. I'm Ed Donahue.
A 94-year-old World War II veteran from Worcester, Massachusetts has gotten his high school diploma 74 years after he would have gotten it had he not enlisted. Paul Snow. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.